Welcome everybody, Shir number 1474. We'll learn today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doig from Rabbi Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerfur Shlem Rafal Avram Nisan of Amash Liba Lerfur Shlem Tzvi Ben Leia Miriam. Getting back to the halachas of Kippel Begodim. Okay, we're basically finishing off in the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos and so on, the halachas of folding items, clothing, and so on. We went through a good chunk of the shailas. Any shailas that will come up in the future, Bezras Hashem will try and tackle it then. I just want to apologize. The last shir was cut off sort of in the middle, so we'll just continue on this shir. Sometimes we make two voice notes. It gets a little bit complicated, could get lost in the shuffle, so I'd rather just continue on to the next shir. So we apologize about the last shir that we didn't end it off. But be it as it may, we will mention the information in this year, Bezras Hashem. So just a quick note, which I didn't talk about last year, which was, I mentioned I'm going to talk about the minute for the dry cleaning. We said one of the conditions when it comes to the washing, right? We said you need five conditions, right? Five conditions. Let's just chazer over real quickly. Folding a garment, you need five conditions. Number one, it can be hachana, right? It can't be doing it for the week. You have to be doing it for whereby I need it for Shabbos. Number one. Number two, it has to be. In other words, it's not hachana, right? I need it for Shabbos. Number one. Number two, it has to be where you have nothing else to change into. We spoke about those conditions. In other words, this is my Shabbos item that I'm going to wear, and of course, we said a weekday item would not count. Number three, we said it has to be dark, right? And number four, right, so number three, we said it has to be dark, not light. It has to be light, not dark. It has to be light, not dark. And it has to be used on Shabbos, not to flip the switch over. And not two people. We said the fourth condition was not two people. In other words, it has to be one person, and not to do it on a table or a chair, which would have a din of two people, just to do it by themselves, right? So, but the last condition we said that one would need is that it was not washed. It's new, right? It's new because of the fact that there's no fixing. If you fold a pair of pants and it's brand new, the line is sharp. But what about dry cleaning? What about dry cleaning? Does that fall into the category of new or not, right? Dry cleaners, we said, presses it down nice and sharp. How does that work? So just to make a long story short, there is a Shevet Halevi who wants to say that possibly, there could be a tzad to say if something was dry clean, maybe it would have to have a din of being new, right? But then again, if it's a pair of pants and it's black, it's dark, so that doesn't help you. But just as far as the newness goes, is dry cleaning count? So Lamaise, the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos does bring it down on page Shin Samach Hei. And he blinds by Tzarechin Lamaisa. He brings down gasoline, petroleum. Like we mentioned in the past, we were in the dry cleaning industry, petroleum, perchloroethylene, whatever the case is. It's not really water. So, okay, but be it as it may, he does blind as a Tzarechin. If somebody, for whatever reason, has to, fold something that was not washed, but it was dry cleaned and pressed instead, they should definitely ask a Shaila if that is the one condition that is missing. So I just wanted to bring it out. And when it comes to dry cleaning, it's Shevet Halevi and the Nishmas Shabbos bring him down, stays at a Tzarechin, meaning one should definitely ask if that comes up. Okay. In other words, what I'm trying to say, if that is the last condition that they need, in other words, the garment's white or light color, right, then there's only one person and the other conditions have nothing else to change into and it's four shops, okay, like we spoke about. But the washing part is where we had a little bit of a problem as far as dry cleaning. Now, just two more quick things I did want to bring down. I actually brought down in the last year that got cut off, and that is from Reb Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos, brings down on page Shin Pei. From Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Nan Deshmir Shabbos Kehilchosa, but in the Sefer Shulchan Shleima, he says, number one, if somebody has, a lot of times you have these Torah notes, papers that have Torah written on them, and sometimes a person either wants to take it home, in case in time that they could take it home, there's an area if they have a shirt or whatever, or they want to just put it in the shtender, put it under the talus, but they can't put it the way it is. They want to just fold it over once or twice. They're not tearing it, they're just folding it over nicely, right? Or these Torah papers. So he says that would all be fine. Because that's not, when you're folding over these, he says, I'm saying Torah papers. He says, things that are written on, and we're not talking about things that about a muksa, not like statements of these things. We're talking about the stam Torah papers or whatever, something that muksa, the papers that are allowed to be moved on Shabbos. I want to just fold it over nicely, put it under my talis and my stand or whatever, because he says this is, you're doing it, you shouldn't get ruined, shalais kalkulu. You're doing it, shouldn't get ruined. You're not makbid on the exact, fold. He says, vafilu im makbid, even if a person is makbid, again on page Shin Pei, the Nishma Shabbos, in the section of Kippur Begodim, even if a person is makbid, it's only to protect the paper, it shouldn't get ruined. That's all. You put folding it up nicely, it shouldn't get ruined. So that's one thing. And just one last thing he brings down, probably we'll end off the entire category of Kippur Begodim with this, for now anyways. In the future, like we said, other shaylos come up, we'll talk about them as they come. But what about straightening out a page, right? I have sometimes a person has a sefer. I remember, I just said, my sort of comes to my, it's not really part of the subject, but it was interesting, comes to my mind. My father, my parents, Alei Mashalom, told me once when I was a little baby, it was interesting, there was some money on the table, dollar bills, so I took them, I tore it up, I just tore it up, threw in the garbage what he needed, So sometimes a child gets a hold of a sefer or a Havdalah book, and they start grabbing the pages, right, and wrinkling them up, and crumpling them up. So now a person comes in the room and says, "Hey, my sefer, what do you do?" And the whole page is wrinkled up. So, yeah, are you allowed to straighten it out? Right? It's my sefer that I use. The kid crumpled up my whole page. So am I allowed to just, to straighten it out with my hands? I want to just push it and straighten it out. So he's saying that he brings down that would not be a problem. That would also be fine. He says he brings this down. He says definitely it will be mutter. Right? So that was as far as, like we said, the mechtavim. To fold that once or twice would be fine also. Of kolshken shemutter liyasher gabi kapolim shaldav, if somebody has a page in a sefer havdalah book or whatever that got all crumpled up, bent, crumpled, he says, even if it got crumpled somehow got ruined altogether. Now, we're not talking about taping, we're not talking about cutting, we're talking about simple, it's crumpled, it's crushed, the kid got a hold, a little child got a hold of it, they crumpled it up, so I want to just straighten it out. So he says that would be fine. Also, of course, can shemutter liyasher kipolim to straighten out the bends in a page, that would be fine. Again, you're doing it shleis kalkel, that your sefer shouldn't get ruined. There's no tikkun mon over here per se. Even though it looks like you're fixing the sefer, but you're just doing it. It shouldn't get ruined. You leave it like that and you close the sefer. The whole thing could get torn the page and who knows what could happen, right? So he brings in that would all be fine. Okay, we're going to stop here. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha. Kol tuv.